to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we're talking about the Spirit of God expressed through flowing water and its Hebraic and scriptural background in that. Now, we already talked about how in the very first chapter of Genesis, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters and made an immediate relationship between water and water on the earth. It's all there was at that point, which therefore flowed, and the Spirit of God in the very first chapter of Genesis. But Ted, in the Brit Chadashah, which means the New Covenant in Hebrew, in the New Covenant, at the very end of the book of Revelation, the last chapter, watch again how this relationship is made clear.
Let me read from Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, where it says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life,
water
clear
of life
as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb."
Oh, wow. So where'd the water come from? The throne of God. And it was clear, and it was life, and it was pure. So what is this river of life flowing from the throne of God? It's the same concept. In the beginning in Genesis, God's Spirit in the water, and at the end, the Spirit of God poured out through waters of life, even in heaven? My goodness, friends, we shouldn't miss this connection between flowing water and the Spirit of God, the power of God, the love of God, all expressed through this flowing water. Hallelujah. And it, maybe the first thing's popping into some of your minds is, baptism. Yeah,
definitely.
Tevilah in Hebrew, mikveh, the common. Mikveh means a gathering of waters. And so you do know that the idea of immersion, friends, is not Christian. When Yohanan,
John the Baptist, and you do know John wasn't the first Baptist.
No, he wasn't. He was Jewish, right?
He actually was a high priest, the son of the high priest. But he was immersing people, not in still water.
Amen.
Because in the Tanakh, we know that when you wanted to purify something, you put it under running water.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ted. You go back into Leviticus and look at what God says about cleansing some of the offerings, especially the birds in particular, but others that were to be sacrificed before God, he says, in running water. Clean them under running water. Now you say, well, you know, that was just trying to get them clean. Well, we all know that water doesn't clean the dirt off by itself. That's why God had us invent soap, right? Because water itself doesn't do it. So it was a symbol of the spiritual cleansing from God, the symbol of running water. But when we talk about immersion, that it was already 1,000 years old or more, when John the baptizer, the immerser, came along, it was already a Jewish thing. And Jewish people always use what they would call natural source water.
Or running water, flowing water.
Exactly. You wouldn't do, you know, typically you would never do an immersion in a pool or a bathtub or something like that in ancient days. It had to be a river, stream, or somewhere where there was flowing water.
Yeah. Now, we're not saying that if you were immersed in a pool or a tub, that there's anything wrong with that, because we're talking about the spiritual application. But just know, historically,
the background of it,
the original immersion by John, Yohanan, the immerser, the baptizer, was in flowing water, because John, as a priest, understood that you needed running water, living water, to purify not only the sacrifices in the case of the Old Covenant scriptures, but to purify us from our sins symbolically in the New Covenant.
Right. That's the idea. The water didn't take away your sin.
No.
It was a symbolic spiritual cleansing. But what made it symbolic? The flow of water, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. The same concept, that flowing water represented the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The cleansing Spirit of God.
The purifying Spirit. Friends,
hallelujah.
We are Messianic Minutes, our 20th anniversary. We would love to hear from you. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you, and may He keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.